Hi, welcome to English Marathon. This is Jeffrey. Hello, 大家好，欢迎收听英文口语马拉松。我是 DJ 叶童桥，坚持为大家提供地道、简单、实用的英文口语。And today is already day 53. It's Friday again. 又到周五了。And weekend is coming. 马上就周末了。And today we're going to finish what we left today. Okay. 那今天呢，要把昨天没有讲完的关于在国外旅行要注意的一些文化习俗方面的东西，继续给大家介绍完毕。And the first thing for today is talking over dinner. Talking, T-A-L-K-I-N-G, over, O-V-E-R, dinner, D-I-N-N-E-R, talking over dinner, which means 在吃饭的时候聊天了。那我觉得中国人其实算是在吃饭时候特别喜欢聊天的。And the point is, we are always very loud. 我们的声音还总是非常大啊。But here, where it's offensive, 在哪些国家可能是会让别人觉得不愉快的呢? Here we have Africa, Japan, Thailand, China, Finland. And what's offensive? In some countries like China, Japan, and some African nations, 那其实在我刚才提到这些国家呀，在对待食物这件事情或在吃饭这件事情上大家还是非常认真的。 So don't start chatting about your day's adventures while everyone else is digging into dinner. 所以尽量在这些国家或者说出门在外旅行的时候，那要注意别人在吃饭的时候呢，就不要说太多话或者去讨论今天的一些旅行。 You will likely be met with silence, not because your group is unfriendly, but because meal times are for eating, not talking.Now, at the same time, they also want to avoid conversation. 那同时我们大家注意 avoid conversations in places a country might consider sacred or reflective. Churches in Europe, temples in Thailand, and saunas in Finland.
那比如说在欧洲的教堂或者是在泰国的寺庙以及在芬兰的桑拿，我们都注意 这些公共的场所呢，其实也不太适合说话过于大声。那大家可能会想 What should I do then? 那我应该怎么办呢？
Very simple. Keep quiet, okay?那这一点其实在国内我觉得中国人民啊有时候做的还不是特别好的，因为吃饭的时候我们都喜欢去交涉、去聊天、去分享。
But anyway, as long as you have a good time, that's okay. But try not to disturb others, okay?
那尽量呢不要打扰到别人就好了，聊天没有关系，要注意 keep your voice low.
And next one is removing your shoes.We're not.
我们都知道出门在外啊，有可能会去到很多的公共场所，或者是去到一些新认识的朋友的家里啊，或者是一些地方做客。那这时候需不需要 removing your shoes? Removing, R-E-M-O-V-I-N-G, shoes, S-H-O-E-S. 到底要不要脱鞋呢？
First, let's take a look at what's offensive.
怎么做会让人觉得不太礼貌。
Take off your shoes when arriving at the door of a London dinner party, and a hostess will find you uncivilized.
所以如果在伦敦去参加别人的去别人家做客吃饭的时候呢，如果你脱鞋，那么主人就会觉得你 uncivilized.
Uncivilized, U-N-C-I-V-I-L-I-Z-E-D,
不文明的，文明就是 civilized, 所以前面加一个 U-N 表示 uncivilized, 不文明。
But fail to remove your shoes before entering a home in Asia, Hawaii, or the Pacific Islands, and you will be considered disrespectful.
但是相反的是，如果你在进入到亚洲啊，或者是夏威夷，还有太平洋岛国的一些家庭的时候，如果你不脱鞋，那么就会被视作是怎么样，不尊敬别人。
所以你看在中国其实大部分回家我们都会换上拖鞋，对不对？
Not only does shoe removal very particularly keeps the sand and dirt out of the house, 不仅仅是为了把这个沙呀或者土呀保持在外。It's a sign of leaving the outside world behind. 同时也指的是把外面的世界不要带回家。所以这个听起来还蛮有意思的。So what you should do instead? 那大家应该怎么做呢？If you see a row of shoes at the door, start undoing your laces. If not, keep the shoes on. 如果大家见别人门口有一排鞋的话，那你就知道要脱鞋，所以开始解鞋带吧。Undoing your laces. 如果没有鞋 ，keep your shoes on.Alright, 所以出门在外总是有非常多跟我平时生活不太一样的习惯和习俗，那其实用心去体会或者是感受这些习俗呢，你会发现会让你的旅行变得更有意思。 And that's all for today. Thank you for listening. This is Jeffrey from English Marathon. Hope you enjoyed my program. And 喜欢英文的朋友呢，也可以加入我们的英文学习爱好群1768-51227 1768-51227。 I will see you tomorrow on Weekend Special Edition. See you guys, bye bye.